Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, always bringing you the latest in music. And today we are joined by someone who's a part of a legendary music fan in the country world. It is Sam Williams, who is the grandson of Hank Williams Sr. and the son of Hank Williams Jr. So we welcome Sam Williams, who's also a country music star, to Border Crossings, to the Voice of America. It's great to have you, Sam.
Thank you, Larry. It's lovely to be here.
Now, to come from such a famous family, that's got to be a large amount of pressure or responsibility for you to carry on the family name. They have the bar set pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like something that I carry with me all the time. And it can be a blessing and a curse, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I try not to conform to and only, you know, uphold the standards that my family has met. I just try to, you know, stay authentic and make my own path with it and try not to think about it too hard.
Mm-hmm. And where does your own style fit? Because, I mean, your dad's is, you know, the rebel. He's Hank Williams Jr. He's the, you know, are you ready for some football? Mm-hmm. You know, and then your dad was the very, or your grandfather was the very classic country sound. So where do you kind of get your inspiration and where do you fit in?
I always say that, you know, my grandfather was really only professionally making music for about 7 years. And we kind of never got to see his music evolve as, you know, rock and roll took over in America. And you can see like such a heavy influence of, you know, rock and roll and the earlier outlaw guys in my dad's music and how he kind of revolutionized the genre. I was born in 1997, so I kind of grew up primarily on what was popular and pop music and R&B music. So I kind of like to approach songwriting with a blank slate and an honest perspective that's like true to country storytelling. Mm-hmm. And incorporate other sounds, you know, that I grew up upon. But yeah, you know, I always try to stay true to the lyric. And if you look at, you know, my grandfather's songs, he was really a poet more than anything.
How about your dad? What kind of advice has he given you?
I think my dad kind of separated work and home a long time ago. And I'm the baby of the family. I'm his last kid. He's just always, you know, pushed me to be myself and never like put a pressure on me to go into anything. I think if anything, it would have been a breath of fresh air if I just did something completely normal. But it didn't work out that way. And music kind of found me. And it's, you know, a beautiful outlet. And I love connecting with people and, you know, making something my own and sharing my own truth with everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the Williams family heritage, you had to do country music, right? I mean, there was no possibility you were going in any other direction.
I think in high school, one of my close friends, he was really silly. I don't know how close he was paying attention. I think he thought I was going to be a rapper or something because we used to listen to rap music so much. But, you know, I always catch when somebody listens to my music, like they can tell it has my voice has a distinctive tone to it. But I try not to like play into what's popular in country music nowadays. Mm-hmm. When my album comes out, you know, there's different sounds on it. And I'm not really trying to sound like anyone else. And, you know, I think you can tell that in the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been releasing a number of singles in the last year. I mean, you got Shut Eye came out not too long ago. And then I guess the most recent single is Can't Fool Your Own Blood is what I heard.
Yes, sir.
So how about the album name? Do we have a name yet?
We don't. It'll come out pretty soon. I think we're going to do an announcement with the next song and probably put the date of release of the album up and everything, but it's still a secret for now.
But first, let's let the worldwide audience meet Sam Williams, if you wouldn't mind doing a song.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.
What is the song you're going to do? Tell us about it.
This is The World Alone. I wrote it in 2019, and it was always going to be a part of my record. And my sister, Katie Williams, passed away June of last year. And this wasn't going to be a song that was coming out yet, but it just made so much sense. And it seemed like I kind of had a clairvoyance somehow when I wrote it, and it applied to the situation. Not me missing out on showing someone the world, but, you know, the fact that she can show the world to me now is kind of the message I've taken from the song.
All right. Very personal song. It's probably difficult to sing. Here's Sam Williams on The Voice of America.
In the summertime, never felt this way. Can feel my mind drifting astray. Sitting on the beach in Barcelona, probably somewhere sitting with those thoughts of yours, painting pictures of a tall closed door. Would it really be so wrong to come and meet me home? 'Cause I was gonna, yeah, I was gonna show you the world. So much for us to see. It's supposed to be you and me, but we got this disharmony. And now I gotta do it alone. And I don't know what I'm gonna do. 'Cause I was gonna show you the world. Who am I supposed to show it to? I'm in Amsterdam at this coffee shop. Chose the finest one on the whole damn block. Serotonin moves slow 'cause I'm traveling so low. And all the tourists are taking photographs of the architecture from the past. And I'm just sitting here stone staring at your photo. I was gonna, yeah, I was gonna show you the world. So much for us to see. It's supposed to be you and me, but we got this disharmony. Now I gotta go it alone. I don't know what I'm gonna do. 'Cause I was gonna show you the world. Who am I supposed to show you to? I could share my heart with this girl. She's got the need to see this world. I know that that won't do me right. No, 'cause I was gonna, yeah, I was gonna show you the world. So much for us to see. Supposed to be you and me, but we got this disharmony. Now I gotta go it alone. I don't know what I'm gonna do. 'Cause I was gonna show you the world. Oh, I was gonna show you the world. Yeah, I just wanna show you the world.
Wow. Lovely, lovely song, Sam Williams. And it's The World Alone, a song that you had written a number of years ago, actually. But you've dedicated it to your sister, Katie, who passed away last year at age 28. And so, I mean, how did you decide this song connected to your sister?
We had a single slated for release about around the same time the accident happened and she passed. And it was a song that she knew that I shared with her and she loved. And it just made sense to me one day. It kind of clicked for me that, you know, even if I wrote this as about thinking I was writing about someone else and missing out on opportunity, I have an angel now watching over me. And, you know, I don't have to feel so much grief that I can't show her the things that I wanted to, if she can do those things for me, you know, and be there beside me.
And you guys were very close from what I read. I recall reading a story about you that one time when you were young, you had told your mom you wrote the song Lucky. And Britney Spears hit, you wrote Lucky. And I guess your sister came down and said, nah, not true.
I did do that, yeah. I mean, I always listened to everything she did so much, you know. And I liked Britney Spears, and I guess I'd come down and made up that I wrote that song, and I was trying to sing it. And she came running down the stairs, and she was like, that's a freaking Britney Spears song. Yeah, I was gutted. I definitely cried.
And you write great songs. You've collaborated with some great songwriters as well. So, I mean, the passion for writing songs, has that been something you've always had, or have you had to work at that?
It's not something I've always had. I mean, I remember like hearing I may have wrote something on the bus when I was really, really young, like second or third grade, and brought it home. And I've, you know, always kept journals and stuff like that, but it's something I kind of grew to love more as I was going to college and started writing in Nashville. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that music you had to do? I mean, is this, you know, not only your destiny, but it was just kind of everybody expected this of you, or is this a complete your choice? This is something you couldn't think of doing anything else.
Well, I think that like I always knew I could sing, and I always had a voice, you know, without training or anything. I just had something in me. And as a kid, I think it was too heavy, like the legacy that's been built, and you know, the pressure that kind of felt like it was on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stayed away from it for a long time. But the people around me, you know, have always been really encouraging. And when I started writing songs and the special stuff that started coming out and hearing reactions from people like, you know, this doesn't sound like anything right now, and it's so unique to you, like you have to stay at this, you're meant to, has been really validating for me. And, you know, now I know.
Mm-hmm. And the journey is just, I mean, it's kind of just starting for you, which mm-hmm. is very early, although you've been making music, you know, singing songs, doing what you love for a while now, for a number of years, but, you know, getting into the spotlight. You played on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
It was insane. And, you know, just being, my dad spent a lot of his early in his career, you know, covering his dad's songs before he, you know, kind of broke out on his own. So for them to recognize me and let me do my thing out there and have my own unique style, it was incredible. And having my family there to support me, my sister was there, and I wore my grandfather's hat on the stage.
Wow.
And, you know, wow. Not being, making a pun, but it was a very full circle moment, you know, and I got a standing ovation. It was incredible.
I can't imagine that. You know, to know that you're on the same stage that your grandfather was once on and your dad, I just can't imagine that. But we're grateful that you're with us. Sam Williams is our guest. We're talking about Sam's new album, which he won't tell us what it's called yet because they're not ready to tell us what it's called yet. And by the way, who is the guitarist with you? You've got somebody helping you who's there in the background, but he's very much an important part in what we're doing.
I would love that, Larry. This is my good friend, Bobby Tomberlin.
Hello, Bobby.
How are you doing?
Good, good. All right. Well, you know, Nashville music is largely built on the session players. You know, you can't get anything done without the session guys. So, you know, it's great to have people like Bobby and all the great instrumentalists that come out of Nashville. It's just music city. So if you wouldn't mind doing another song for us, Sam, we'd love to hear some new music from you.
Absolutely. This is my new single called Can't Fool Your Own Blood. And
which may or may not be the title of the album or something like it.
No, this song is on there, but it's really special to me. And, you know, it's kind of about breaking patterns and being the change. And, you know, it talks about a lot of family stuff and a lot of people relate to it. So I'm proud of it.
All right. Here's Sam Williams on The Voice of America.
Think that mama's drinking again. There's a sparkle in her eye. How I love to see her laughing. She got a suite at the new hotel downtown. That ain't something she does. And tried to call me out of the blue and act like that was someone she was. But you can't fool your own blood. You can't lie to a liar. Go ahead and flame the fire. Burn down everything you love. You can steal from a thief. Acts like I believe. But you can't fool your own blood. And I know roads that I don't walk down. I don't walk down, not no more. They take me places I don't wanna go. Don't wanna go again, but now and then I take a wrong turn. And then the lost highway claims me in some. I got a voice in my head that tells me it's fine, no matter what I've done. Got a broken compass in my pockets telling me where it is to come from. But you can't fool your own blood. You can't lie to a lie. Go ahead, flame the fire. Burn down everything you love. You can steal from a thief. That's like I believe. But you can't fool your own blood.
Crossing Sam Williams. I love it. Sounds great. Very nice. That's the new single.
Yes, it is.
So tell me about the video. Is the video, what's the video going to be like?
Super sick. There's a really cool actress playing another character in it. And we shot it in my hometown, West Tennessee. It's pretty awesome.
Well, excellent. Excellent. I mean, you have such a great sound, such a great voice. What is the year ahead going to be for you? Once you get out and the pandemic is over and done with, and we can finally get you on the road, do you have plans to tour internationally, or what's the plan for Sam Williams in 2021, maybe 2022? What are you thinking?
Well, we're going to keep releasing music and putting videos out and put this album out and my first album out in April, hopefully, and be promoting that and spreading the word about it, sharing it with people.
Sam Williams is our guest. We're talking with Sam about his upcoming new album, and we have time for one more song, if you wouldn't mind doing another song for us.
Well, I wanted to sing one of my grandfather's songs for y'all, Hank Williams. I didn't grow up listening to his music in the house growing up, so I've kind of like found my own songs that really relate to me of his, and I think, you know, gets his message across, and that, you know, translate to music nowadays. And this one's called Why Should We Try Anymore?
All right, Sam Williams.
What's the use to deny we've been living a lie? that we should have admitted before. We were just victims of a half-hearted love. So why should we try anymore? The vows that we make are only break. We drift like a wave from the shore. The kisses we steal, we know are not real. So why should we try anymore? The dreams that we knew can never come true. They're gone to return no more. False love like ours fades with the flowers. So why should we try anymore? Our story's so old, again has been told. On the past, let's close the door. Smile, don't regret, just live and forget. There's no use to try anymore. There's no use to try anymore.
Sam Williams here on The Voice of America. You sound great, Sam. I'm sure your grandfather would be very proud of you. He's smiling down from up above, I'm sure. And so, I mean, does that add an element of pressure to you when people say you're Hank Williams' grandson? When you hear that, is it like, oh no, you know, or do you welcome that? Because some kids of famous musician families, they don't want to connect to that. They don't, you know, you want to carve your own niche.
I think, like I mentioned earlier, it can be a blessing and a curse. I don't like for it to be like the only thing talked about, but like, I have so much respect for it that I have no problem with it. But you know, it's also like, I was very removed from my grandfather. He passed away almost 50 years before I was born. So, you know, coming into adulthood, I just kind of had to learn all these things about my family.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you must be watching all the old footage and all the old clips of him performing, you know? And so I'm sure that, you know, not to sound too corny, but maybe he talks to you in your dreams or something. I'm sure that you have a connection. There's, you know, obviously, you know, he was such an inspiration, a force in music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that the same way that genes and traits and, you know, things get passed down in DNA or talents, you know, pain does too. And I think that there's definitely a connection there. And you know, I have a song called The Lost Grandchild's Plea where I kind of talk about longing for my grandparents and not meeting them. But yeah, there's definitely a connection. And also when I just look in the mirror every day or somebody shows me a picture and say that I look like him.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So I mean, talking about the new album that's coming out very soon in just a matter of weeks, and probably by the time that this is airing, your album will be out. So will there be any collaborations? Can we look forward? Because that's, you know, I mean, do you have a wish list of who you'd like to record with?
Yeah, there's a couple of collaborations. There's one really huge cornerstone collaboration on it that kind of changed my life with somebody that we all know and adore.
And again, you can't tell me.
I'm not.
Oh my goodness.
Not,
we're trying to sell records, Sam. Come on.
I think that they're an Aquarius, and they might be a member of the Grand Ole Opry, but I can't say too much.
All right. Well, Here's a good reason for you to come back after the album comes out. Then you can talk about all this stuff that we can't talk about today. But I'm happy to have you on the show. Sam Williams has been our guest here on Border Crossings. And if people want to get a hold of you, they want your social media, your website, your Facebook, where do they go so they know what's going on with Sam Williams?
My Facebook's just Sam Williams. I think it's like a red picture right now. It's usually me in a cowboy hat, and you can tell it's me. And my Instagram is Sam Williams, SamWillivms.
Mm-hmm. And you used to have some hair under here. You had a little beard-like thing.
Oh, I go back and forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get bored.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad's got the beard. He's pretty well known.
Yeah, he's pretty known for it. But
yes.
sometimes I like to take it off.
Well, thank you, Sam Williams. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you guys for joining us on The Voice of America. The worldwide audience, 100 countries, they love you. So thank you so much for doing this. Come back again when we can meet in person.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
Sam Williams has been our guest, and you are watching Border Crossings on The Voice of America.